working on too. There's a couple that say break the silence, but Love Shouldn't Hurt is one of the biggest taglines for
Samantha Clay and her daughter are painting signs at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall to prepare for the upcoming Choose Respect march. Clay is the project coordinator for the Domestic Violence Prevention Initiatives grant. She's organizing the march in Haines.
So I'm hoping that this will be a good way to kind of start the conversation up. So I'm trying to find ways that'll promote community participation and discussion in a way that's so respectful, because violence is so prevalent, you kind of have to go in with the assumption that you're going to have survivors at any event or any gathering that you have.
Other communities throughout the state are marching as well. Governor Sean Parnell started the Choose Respect campaign in 2009 to combat what he called an epidemic of domestic violence in the state. Alaska had the highest rate of sexual assault in the nation at that time. 10 years later, it's still true.
It's a really unfortunate thing. Alaska has the highest rates per capita in the nation. Our rape rate is 2.5 times the national average. Our child sexual assault rate is 6 times the national average. And we have the highest rate of men murdering women in the nation per capita. We also have the lowest population density of any state. So that within and of itself, to have those numbers is very staggering.
Mayor Jan Hill has been involved with Choose Respect marches in Haines since the beginning. She will speak at Saturday's march.
This is a very difficult topic to talk about, and particularly in a small town where everybody knows everybody, which probably makes it even more important that we talk about it. We know it's here. It's like a lot of things. You know about it, but you just turn and look the other way sometimes.
The march had humble beginnings in Haines. She says only 10 people showed up for the first year. But she says every year more people participate. Sometimes onlookers join the march from off the street. One year, she remembers 2 full classrooms marched with them. For a number of years, Haines didn't have a march. The Walker administration moved the Choose Respect campaign out of the governor's office after Parnell's term. Now, the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault runs the Choose Respect campaign. Over 170 communities in Alaska marched at the same time on the same day at the height of the Choose Respect campaign. Now support is more diffuse. Some communities marched earlier this week. Others may march later. But Mayor Hill says every step counts.
My hope is that that this march on Saturday will be the catalyst for future events like this. And I think that if there are 6 people that show up on Saturday, we're going to be 6 powerful people. And we will make our point. And we will make some noise on the street. And we will start working on plans for next year so that this will grow just like it did the last time.
The march will begin at noon on Saturday in the Thor's Fitness parking lot and finish at the Hainesboro Library with speakers and refreshments. Bicycles and dogs on leash are welcome. In Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.